spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:31. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us in studio, we have Esther Knobloch, who is Neumann Regional Health's Executive Director of Quality and Safety. We also have Angela Burke with the Neumann Regional Health basically OBGYN clinic. And on the phone, on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, we have Sarah Patterson, who's a clinical dietitian and diabetes program coordinator for Neumann Regional Health. And the reason we have everybody either in with us or on the phone with us is you've probably seen the big trucks on the north side of Neumann Regional Health for the last 3 weeks or so. This is part of a federal survey effort called the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. So, Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you all?
Good. Thanks for joining us here today. Angela, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead and move that microphone a little bit to your... There you go. Okay. Now we're good. And for Esther, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I have to start because this is a mouthful, even when it comes to the acronym NANES, which has been on our website here the last couple of days on the calendar. Esther, I have to ask you, really, what is this survey and why is it important?
Yeah, so the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which we shortened to NHANES to make it easier, is really an extension of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Every year they really travel all across the United States and they sample individuals to get a good picture of what the health of the United States looks like. And so this year, Kansas was selected to be a part of that. And so we're privileged to have the NHANES group here with us.
How are states / hospitals selected? Or is that confidential and privy to here at the local level?
Yeah, so they didn't give us all of those details, but they are looking to just understand what does the health of Americans look like. And so they are intentional about selecting representative populations. And so obviously Kansas has a strong agriculture background. We're rural. And so they were interested in understanding what does health in this region look like. And so they came here.
Good deal. Once Neumann Regional Health was told that I guess maybe it could or it was participating, how did your conversations internally develop before we started seeing the trucks get parked here earlier this month?
Yeah, so there was a lot of conversation. And first, for those who know me, they know I'm a bit of a nerd. And so I was super excited to have this opportunity to be a part of something like this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. So there was definitely a lot of internal conversations that were had just to make sure that we could successfully host them without disrupting operations in any capacity of our community. We had lots of conversations with our other friends on our campus, as well as the city and county representation, just to make sure that, again, this was successful for all involved.
Good deal. Angela, how exciting is this effort here? And especially from your chair, what does this really mean for you?
It just means that they would be able to develop future programs, different things that that would help in the future for our patients.
Okay. How about you, Sarah? What is, I guess, maybe the most exciting aspect or aspects of having the NHANES survey here?
I think it's incredible because we actually get a good cross-section of all the information. And with diabetes, it's just huge to be able to have that information.
Esther, how is the survey used, just in general terms at the hospital, or you know what you've been told here, how the CDC takes this data and runs with it?
Right. So it's a very comprehensive assessment. It starts with individuals with NHANES going into homes and doing an interview with those that are going to participate, just understanding their health history, their habits and kind of what the pattern of their lives looks like related to exercise, nutrition, different safety aspects and wellness aspects of their life. Then they come onto our campus where those three large trucks are, and inside is a full-fledged clinic and lab. It's really exciting, the technology that they have tucked inside of those three trucks. And so there's a comprehensive assessment. So they're doing vision, hearing, dental, as well as a full physical. They're checking lung capacity. They're drawing all sorts of blood samples to just really evaluate every aspect of any biomarkers that they can track. And so they use all of that information really to make decisions on all sorts of health policy. So a lot of individuals will probably be familiar with lead screening. That is something that came from the NHANES project. So this has been going on for over 60 years. And so through that evaluation, they recognized there was elevated lead levels. And so what do we need to do to kind of correct that for the health and well-being of Americans?
So can you actually, I guess, maybe pop your head into the truck and actually get poked and prodded, or do you have to have that home survey component first?
Yes. So they are intentional about who they ask to join because they're trying to get a wide representation. And so this is by invitation only.
Okay.
And they've already selected all their participants.
Understood. All right, Sarah, let's talk here about, you mentioned here about your role here and really the impact when it comes to diabetes. Let's start with your role here now as the care coordinator and dietitian, and what prompted you to pursue this as your medical career?
So I think, well, let me back up. So my role is really going to be for education. I am here to give education to the community, to the patients of our providers to control their diabetes with nutrition. And so the program at Newman is actually accredited through the American Diabetes Association. So my role really is to make sure that we uphold those standards and have everybody work with whatever, you know, their role is in the program as well and make sure we're upholding that.
Understood. Why is early screening and diagnosis so important in managing diabetes effectively? And how do you possibly see this particular effort maybe highlighting the importance of this once the data is all really sifted through and gleaned?
Right. So the importance of early screening is because a lot of times these symptoms are going to be silent. You don't know that you have diabetes, and so some of the complications can be actually happening while you don't even know it. So in the NHANES, you know, we've got a lot of resources that come to us on, you know, what are going to be these symptoms? How are we going to be able to identify these things? And who's going to be at risk and how we can help them best?
Understood. How does nutrition play a role? We hear about nutrition, or maybe the question becomes, how vital is nutrition in counteracting diabetes?
So nutrition is so important. One of my number one questions when someone is diagnosed with diabetes is, what am I going to eat? How can I control this? I don't want to take medications. So nutrition actually is going to be the key factor that's going to affect our blood sugars. You know, depending on what we eat, we can actually have a really high blood sugar. You know, if we have really great nutrient-dense food, then maybe we're going to have a lot better blood sugar control.
Again, Sarah Patterson, one of our guests here on the KVU Morning Show, as we talk about the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, and talk to a certain degree about how this survey effort is highlighting different departments and different aspects here of the hospital. What are some of the resources, Sarah, that are available locally to help manage diabetes or perhaps maybe reduce risk?
So locally, you definitely are going to have our program at Newman. So we definitely encourage anyone to talk to their provider, you know, if they have a concern regarding diabetes or want some more education. You know, and just getting involved in like some of our activities, whether it be physical or, you know, maybe even trying some of the healthier meals that some of our local restaurants are going to offer, So, you know, those are our local things. And there's always the American Diabetes Association. The Center for Disease Control has their great websites with recipes. I think that, you know, if you're on the internet, there's a lot of information. And so you want to be careful as far as what sites you're visiting and make sure you have something that is going to have some proof as far as what they're saying.
Indeed. And Sarah, I know in a lot of interviews I ask the question about next steps in a given situation, but really for folks that may be suspecting that they may be diabetic, pre-diabetic, or at risk, what are the first steps they need to take?
I think the first steps that they need to take is talk to your primary provider. Make sure that, you know, you're expressing your concerns, or just make sure you speak with them and be open about what's going on in your health. And so they can check and hopefully, you know, get everything situated for you.
Indeed. Sarah Patterson, again, Diabetes Program Coordinator at Newman Regional Health. Let's shift back here to Angela Burke with the OBGYN Clinic at Newman Regional Health, who is both a nurse, a licensed practical nurse, and also a breast cancer survivor. What would you like to share about your journey that's kind of overlapping in both of those categories?
Thanks, Chuck, for having me here on this last week of Breast Cancer Month to discuss a subject that's personal and very dear to my heart. So, 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Like most people during COVID, health screenings for ourselves got a little bit far behind, and
sure,
I was no different than that. I was about 6 months behind on my mammogram. Then I had the mammogram, and my cancer was found very, very early in stage. So I was able to do radiation, lump surgery to remove the cancer, and then medication. But some people aren't that lucky. And so my whole goal is to stress the importance of annual mammograms.
Your case, really, your life experiences is a kind of a case in point as why early detection and then, you know, to a certain degree, maintaining that schedule is really critical when it comes to cancer.
Yes. Mammograms are recommended to start at age 40. Sometimes if you have other risk factors, talking to your primary care, you may begin those screenings earlier than age 40.
Okay. How often? For women, how often do you need to
get yearly?
Is it yearly?
It is yearly, unless your physician recommends different schedule.
Okay. Angela, what about the symptoms that, or at least maybe potential indicators that women, you hate to use the term, possibly can get away with,
right,
but specifically the ones that they can't ignore?
Right. If they have a new lump develop in their breast, swelling or thickening in the breast, skin dimpling, redness to the breast, any change in the breast size or shape or discharge from the breast.
Okay. Again, we're chatting here with Angela Burke, one of our panelists here on our morning show today, talking about the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey activities. Breast cancer, I'm assuming, has changed your approach as a nurse. Would that be a fair assessment?
That would be a very fair assessment. I feel like as working as a nurse and working in women's health, that I could be an advocate for people to encourage them to, if they have not scheduled their mammogram, I highly encourage them to do that. And sometimes even when they're in the office, I go ahead and schedule their mammogram for them. And sometimes I share my story. This is why I'm scheduling your mammogram, because my breast cancer was found very early. And I'm just a firm believer in mammograms save lives.
Indeed. You mentioned here about your excitement about having the NHANES survey here. How do you see this possibly continuing and maybe not broadening the work, but maybe continuing the emphasis on why this is such an important part of care?
Just for preventative health.
Preventative health? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Well, Angela, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And one other question. How can somebody schedule?
You can talk to your healthcare provider, or you can schedule a mammogram by calling 620-343-6800, extension 21167, and they'll get you scheduled. And if people are not wanting to get mammograms because of insurance, the charge, we do have a program at Newman's where we offer free mammograms to women.
Okay. Well, Esther, before we wrap this up, this is clearly kind of a wide-ranging benefit here, you know, long term for residents here, because you obviously have to wait for the survey results to come in. What's your thoughts here on how this effort helps to improve care at Newman Regional Health once those survey results are all tabulated?
Yeah, so Chuck, we are interested in, again, understanding what the summation of the findings are, but I don't expect to really learn anything new. It really just comes back to that, having a strong relationship with your primary care provider, getting those annual wellness screenings done, and making sure that you're staying on schedule with those preventative healthcare screenings.
And how's it been working with the federal government? Obviously, no one's here to you know, talk about it from the federal government side. Obviously, there's reasons why. But how's it been working with the federal government here on this particular really important work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, is what I would say. Working with all of the NHANES team members and their CDC counterparts has been very easy. Definitely, we've enjoyed our conversations. When they came on site, our whole teams were together, and it was a very pleasant experience, and it's been really neat to be a part of.
I have to ask, and you may not have the information. Maybe I need to bring Casey on, maybe Steven later, but just what did you have to do to set up the power for those trucks?
So that was an area where they had everything laid out for us. So they sent us a spec sheet ahead of time, letting us know the water and the electrical, the trash, the biohazard trash requirements for their mobile exam units. And so we just walked through their simple checklist, and we worked with a local electrician as well as our facilities engineers, and they got everything set up.
Good deal. Well, is there anything else we're missing here as the NHANES effort continues, what, through the middle of the month?
Through November 11th, they'll be with us.
Through Veterans Day. Anything else you wanted to add here about that?
I would just say again that we were really privileged to be able to partner at the federal level and to be trusted to host the NHANES, and just appreciate everyone who's been selected, being willing to participate and contribute to really just advancing research that influences health policy for Americans.
Good deal. Angela, anything else you would like to add here this morning?
No, just thanks for having me. And people should schedule their sometimes I get a little choked up.
Understandable, yeah.
Yeah, so it's important to have your yearly mammograms.
Good deal. Sarah, anything else you'd like to add here this morning?
I will add that November is Diabetes Awareness Month. So make your appointments with your primary provider if you have concerns, and inquire about the Newman Regional Diabetes Education Program.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Angela, Esther, thanks so much for joining us here today, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.
All right, our guests again here today at Newman Regional Health. We've had Sarah Patterson, Diabetes Program Coordinator and Clinical Dietitian, Angela Burke, Licensed Practical Nurse in the OBGYN Clinic, and Esther Knobloch, Executive Director of Quality and Safety for Newman Regional Health, as the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey effort continues through November 11th. It's 8:49 on KVOE, live and local.
And thanks all for a nice job there. Our Newsmaker 2 program brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Good morning, it's 8:50.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Food banks opening up across the country as federal workers now hit day 20.